Talking More Bollocks, a Go Loud original. Thanks to Kearns Sausages. Savage sausages since 1905. They're something else.
Right, before we get stuck into the absolute chaos of today's Talking More Bollocks, we have a bit of business that we actually have to sort out with the lads over at Kearns Sausages.
The Kearns crew, yeah. Firstly, we're delighted to have them on board for the crack on Talking More Bollocks every week. The sausages are savage as well, but the lads at Kearns have come to us with a serious mission. They want you to find the next top dog.
Exactly. Everyone has that one person in their life that just goes completely above and beyond. Whether it's your ma or your da who keeps all the plates spinning, your neighbour who minds your dog, or your workmate who always covers your shifts.
Or just someone who's an absolute hero around the gaff. Kearns wants you to nominate them. And the prize is ridiculous. The winner gets a full year's supply of Kearns sausages, plus they'll win a grand cash in hand.
I'd nominate Siobhan, one of the best producers in the whole wide world. Who would you nominate, Calvin?
I'd nominate my little brother Jesse, because he's done a lot of heavy lifting around town when Terry was off for a while.
With great sausages comes great responsibility, Calvin. To enter, just throw a quick video up on Instagram or TikTok tagging Kearns Sausages and using the hashtag Kearns Top Dogs and head over to KearnsSausages.com.
Or, if you're a bit camera shy or absolutely useless with phones, there's a short form on their website at KearnsSausages.com. Or you can drop them a quick voice note on WhatsApp. Get us sorted, Dublin.
This is something else altogether. Now let's get into it.
Move that mic in front of your face.
All your irrational fears are now our rational fears.
In fairness, I have given you an irrational fear.
Over.
I remember the very first time I mentioned being afraid of my car declining, you were like, you were an idiot and all. Like,
stand by.
Tell the truth, you're a bit afraid.
A decline there.
No, especially now. See, any time I'm in the centre buying
that. The mic's
that,
on here. Yeah.
Any time I'm in the centre buying that and I'm going, that person behind me listens to the podcast.
My car declined the other day, yeah?
In front of someone?
Yeah, me board, and she paid. We're secured up. You know what I mean? When one door slams in your face, the window opens, get up out of that.
Shrinking the build that. That's Gavin Power style.
No, but she said it to me then. Where were we? I can't remember what we were getting. We were getting filled, and she's like, you want me with that filled still? I was like, you bastard, yeah, she got me.
You go out with Gavin Power, and you say, really, there's the bill, and you start slapping the pockets and all. Ah, my phone's at the
I told you we were out before, and we were out. There was about four or five of us, but we met. Another group of lads sent me down, and there was four or five of them. So we're all together and they were like, oh yeah, we just go in, and there was food getting ordered, there was cocktails and all getting ordered. That was like fucking spirits and shorts getting ordered, right? Then the bill came. The bill was about 800 quid. And one of the boys had an iPhone, put his password in too many times. And John Way comes like, you have 2 minutes, 5 minutes. His yoke went up to like 45 minutes or something like that. So he's like, boys, I can't even open my phone. And everyone's like, you're a clever cunt. Like, you're not getting off of that.
Yeah.
It's a good technique, Owen, just in case you ever need it.
A lot of effort, isn't it?
What, just block your phone?
Yeah. Blocking the phone?
Just get your phone, just launch it out of the smoking area. Boys, I'm about to lose my phone. When was the last time you tapped your card, boys? I haven't done that in a long time. I just tap my phone all the time.
You were talking about the people having some elaborate excuses, yeah? So, I understand earlier today you were talking to Siobhan about this recording, and she suggested...
Oh, shit.
Maybe Terrence might... want to eat some Weetabix. Terrence said...
Deny it. The request. We were in talks about it.
He said, I can't eat that tonight. I've training straight after recording.
It's very true.
I'd need a stretcher.
That's...
So I says to myself...
To which I replied, just D6.
No, I don't even need to reply. I'll have someone else reply for me.
What the fuck is going on?
That was my point. I could eat six and go on a run and now I could. So six isn't really a challenge for me.
Put six in front of me now.
So that's why... What,
put six in front of me now.
What did I reply? That's exactly what I replied. There was three or four messages in a row and I replied to that
he
one message.
That's a box of weed to make Calvin.
Calvin, I replied to that one message. Just
E6. That's Muppet behaviour as well, that.
Just E6. Mr. I can go blading on a
run. I'll E6 through.
No, you won't.
No, you won't. But hey,
I didn't buy those Weetabix.
Who bought it? It's had to come off the Go Loud card, obviously. Are your league going to send in a request? Because they're pricey. Yeah, they're flying off the shelves.
Yeah. They're reducing Tesco.
Oh, oh no, I'm about to get so many messages here. I'm about to go in to get Weetabix. There's none there.
I've eaten 5 Weetabix in the last week, and I don't think it's a coincidence. And I wasn't thinking about the episode, but just twice.
It's just in there somewhere. So do I have to go and get a bowl now? Is that what you're saying?
How much do you reckon you've made Weetabix in the last week?
Owen, a lot of money. And I'll tell you why, because there's so many comments on all the social media posts saying, dying for Weetabix now.
Yeah.
You know, so imagine the... All you need to do is plant it in someone's head. We bought Weetabix. I haven't had Weetabix in 12 years. And she made me buy Weetabix in little. And then she's like, hold them walking up the road now because they wouldn't fit in the bag. I goes, I'm not holding them, you mad. Only the problem with a jacker over them.
Is anyone shouting Weetabix at you?
Yeah, will you stop, will you? You fucking mad cunt. This is the worst one. This is worse than Whoopi Goldberg. I was getting Whoopi Goldberg for a couple of weeks. That was bad. This is worse than the caterpillar. This is worse. This is the worst it's ever been.
But you know what I think is mad? I know it's going to come back to bite him.
Why?
Like now. He's panicking having the E6.
You think I'm not going to E6, bro?
I'll go and get a ball. And
I don't think...
Now, can we speak about as well the amount of comments of people saying my 2-year-old has 2. My 2-year-old has 3. My 2-year-old has 4. We'll see now. Take that out. Put up a shoot on my iPhone, by the way. Take away the big...
That, boys, they definitely used to be bigger than that.
See, now, do you know what? This is allegations now. So, like, when I pass the test, you're going to go, ah, they were smaller.
Terrence, I feel like I could eat fucking a whole sleeve of them.
But this is my point, bro. That's the size they always wear. I think you was misread the size of them. I swear to God, bro, I'm convinced you was misread it.
I'm... Because a lot of things have shrunk over the years, yeah? Shrinkflation.
Star bars, bro.
Mars bars.
Star
everything.
Bars used to be like a blade.
Tango twisters. Tango twisters are tiny now.
Yeah.
Weetabix definitely used to be bigger.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. I actually can't believe I'm sitting on my fucking podcast eating Weetabix, man.
Yeah. What a time to be alive. I'm a bit jealous. Not
and
alive.
I don't think...
I'm
boys,
starving.
Do you know what's hilarious? You always think this is going to be good content. And I'm just going to eat 6 Weetabix.
Right,
and go about
them,
the episode like it didn't just happen.
Well, if you do, then it won't be great content.
Exactly. That's my point, bro. I'm going to do that. Phil.
Do you want a ball, Calvin?
I wouldn't mind. Oh my God, he's had it all over the floor.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's all in me run up.
You can't even count them now.
Many had to put in there.
3.
No.
There's a lot there. Yeah, there's a few there.
Owen, get us a ball, will you?
Please.
Please. Della Drew, look at me. You nervous?
No, we could be in trouble. Nah, I don't know if we're in trouble, right?
That's a lot,
no,
mate.
That's a fight I have in my hands. I didn't know it was going to be this much of a fight. Do you know what's hilarious, right? Listen to me, Owen. I'm going to eat this, right? I'm going to be full to the brim after 6 Weetabix, right? I'm going to have to go training. And it's all going to be cut, because I'm just going to eat 6 Weetabix.
We'll see.
Jeez, I put me through paying for nothing.
But the point is, you said last week you could eat 6 and go for a run, it wouldn't even fill you.
No, obviously sometimes you have to fucking... Me little brother said to me the other day, you're very dramatic. You little American dope. I'll be out there.
Why do his look bigger than mine?
Because I'm at the putting 7 in, but I can't relate.
6 in a slave.
No sugar in this calf, no.
Yeah, this is going to take a lot of milk. I don't think it's going to be enough milk for you.
And, oh, you know,
this is a heavy bowl.
Oh, do you know what I usually do as well, bro? Heat the counting things up.
Do we do cheers?
I don't have to get a bit of sugar, but I'll cheers it before I go.
Yeah, we was a fucking whopper.
Do I go and get sugar now?
No, oh, imagine. You're 20 years of age.
You probably need more milk, though, do you?
This is not the content, you
know. No, this is ASMR. People want this.
Listen to me. I've never been surer that this is the worst content we've ever done. And Calvin tried to break the world record in chicken nuggets.
That wasn't content. This is content. This is going out on the internet. Do you know what's bad? Because what you said last week, you should be eating this annual one. I said 2 6 bowls and you were like, yeah.
My problem to you is, right?
I see your problem and I raise you a problem.
You said to me, oh, eat 6 Weetabix on camera. And I was like, you can eat 6 Weetabix. And you said, I know. So I said, what's the fucking challenge? Now I'm just eating 6 Weetabix.
Why are you whispering into the mic? Is it no one's going to hear that?
A load of Weetabix in my mouth. Now I spit them on the mic, right? And Mark Megan comes in tomorrow, it's going to be trouble. It's going to be trouble. This isn't a challenge. This is fucking pointless.
So I go and get another bowl and another sleeve and another litre of milk.
Bro, we have to fucking train in an hour.
Yeah.
And have an Indian.
You say it like it's the same time. We're starting off with shuttle runs and biryani.
Thank you, Miss Ali, on the left wing.
Turning Joe up front with Brogan Josh. That could be the first time I've had cereal.
How many did you eat that?
6.
Now, right, when I polish this as well,
excuse me,
it's you that have the biggest problem with Alan.
Why?
I'd like an apology, genuinely.
For what?
On the mic. For what?
No, genuinely.
I'm hungry. I'm going to eat two Weetabix. And argue with me over six. Well, come on.
I didn't argue with you over six.
You fucking did.
You were the one who brought six into it. You said six.
And I said that's the regular thing to do.
Yeah.
We still do agree that six is excessive.
Mm-mm. But that'd be 6 to 40 seconds.
2 hours later.
What a life, boys. Would you have another bowl now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Definitely.
I don't think you would.
No, right, hand on my heart. Hand on my heart. I'm not lying to you, boys. I'm not stuffed. Nowhere near it. Like, you ever have... When you have a fucking kebab meal and a batter sausage with it, and you eat and you go, wait a minute. Nowhere even. I'm 40% full. I definitely do 6 more.
We sat down and questioned Micheál Martin about housing policies. Yeah? And now we're sitting here eating Weetabix.
You also questioned Micheál Martin about gorillas in the ILAC, so... It's not like this wasn't...
out of realm of possibility. Yeah.
It's definitely an unexpected... piece of the podcast now that's going to live forever.
I think we should start eating more food, to be honest. Sorry.
Gonna listen to email?
That'd help, bro. Yeah.
Jamie and Blanche just says minimum 4 Weetabix, ideally 6 in the big pasta bowl.
Nice one, bro.
With loads of milk, which is exactly what you've just done.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fairly handily, Alan. How many proteins in 6 Weetabix there, by the way?
Many protein. Will you please get your plurals right before this?
I struggled out like
you had 2 Weetabix. Many protein.
I left protein
20 years ago.
You're doing a podcast 6 years, mate.
I want me grandma should have got better.
Yeah.
Bro, you bring me down.
I'm trying to bring you back up. I'm calling this out to correct you so you stop making a show of us.
No, the worst part
all
is...
the comments on that was like people saying I didn't know the singular of Weetabix. Yeah.
So, wait, let me play this video on TikTok. Someone tagged me in this video on TikTok earlier. I thought it was hilarious.
Give us a look at that while you were doing the video. We'll get the nutritional benefits of one Weetabix.
This the old
Carla. It's called Weetabix, right? But if you only have one, it's called a Weetabix. Singular. Mammy learned that on the internet yesterday.
I don't like the way she said on the internet. Like, not on a podcast, not on Instagram. Wait, mammy learned that on the internet. But it's a cracker, isn't it? Yeah. Ah, that's a cracker. Whoever you are, love, I hope you listen for that. Because she's writing in the comments and someone said, what's this all about? And she's writing saying, have you not listened to that fucking podcast? Do you get me? So everyone's just assuming that everyone has already heard it.
Don't have a name, no?
How much protein?
Sorry, yeah, I'll call her out now.
Send us more.
Ashlyn Robinson it was.
How much protein do you reckon is in one Weetabix?
A Weetabix, I'd say 2 grams.
You're close, 2.05 grams.
Yeah.
Pair 2 biscuits is 4.1 grams.
Just come to the comments there. They are good.
Oh, the comments are brilliant.
The comments are a cracker now.
But that's what I love.
My favourite was, how the fuck do these two have a podcast?
Yes, that's
everyone. I've started replying to all of them with similar things that you're coming back with a cracker.
That's what he said. It goes, we ask ourselves the same question.
But they're my favourite comments.
But you know what I love about that? Because it's just like, mate, like, we're not doing this a wet day.
No, but but someone has just seen that, right, and went, what are they on about?
Yeah.
Like, and then going, I'm actually annoyed about that. How do these have a... And people are going, we're listening to this every week since fucking house splash.
Do you know what's mad? Because you could show them that clip and then say, yeah, listen to the podcast, you know, with Andrew McGinley.
Yes. Yeah.
And be like, right, what do you think now?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There's a bit of variety.
Yeah.
All this talk about Weetabix had me eating them tonight for the first time in years.
Same.
Yeah, same for all of us.
If Weetabix was on the stock market.
Oh, stop. Oh,
it's GameStop stuff.
Yeah, to the moon.
That's it.
When I listened to the episode, I thought Terry was a greedy fucker saying 6 Weetabix wouldn't fill a gap in his tooth. Clearly, I thought they were more filling than they were because I had 3 today and would polish off another 3 no problem.
Do you know what it was? Because they used to be fucking bigger.
He must be eating them out of a mixing bowl though, because there's not a chance in hell that he's fitting 6 in a regular bowl with milk. And this listener has helpfully included a picture of their 3 Weetabix very comprehensively filling that breakfast bowl.
Bro,
If he also followed up a few months later with another text saying, fuck it, having three more. That's six.
Thank you.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, but my point is this. We just had 6 weed to mix in a bowl, the two of us.
Yeah, are you against putting fruit in it now?
I give it a bash.
I was well, at the start, but then I started putting bananas, then I put strawberries in, I put blueberries in it, and then the protein milk's the game changer. It's lovely. Lovely.
Hmm.
Have you ever had vanilla protein milk?
Yeah.
Unreal.
It's good.
Unreal.
One listener here just text say, on the topic of sweet mix, someone I know would have 5.
Hey, I don't know, you already stated it as well, you're talking about the leaving Weetabix, but the amount of messages we've gotten off people going to the shops and the shelf is empty. Like, there's so many people sending us the picture of the shelf.
And the specials.
Yeah, and they're just like, the talking bollocks effect, the 30 flower effect, the fucking podcast effect. There's just so many separate messages in different shops of people saying temporarily our stock.
Should we be posting them?
Well, I posted one. A girl sent me a message. I don't want to post all of it, Jim, but a girl sent me a message going to 30 flower effect. I said, fuck, I'm posting that. If you have been in the shop
and you says our stocks,
take a picture, send it to us. Send
I sent someone, for up the other day, they're raffling a box of Weetabix.
Wait, is that that joke or did that happen?
No, because you know many people raffle things that you can't get anymore. Raffling two tickets to United and Leeds.
There was people raffling toilet roll during the COVID and all, remember? You couldn't get toilet roll anywhere now. We were hiding in the stockroom and all. Fuck, can't be man needs a British extra roll.
Did anyone actually run out of toilet roll then? Did they?
I am telling you, it was now I walked in a fucking suit.
Yeah, but
yeah, because the staff were hiding on the customer.
Only a few rolls, bro. Only a few rolls. And listen to me, your man used to come in, pat the fucking baker, and put his own bread in the fucking shelves, boys. He couldn't even get the tray to the yolk, to the bread section.
It's like the Brits stealing all the food and going, sorry, famine.
Yeah.
Bro, I swear to God, the shop had opened, right? The only certain amount of customers allowed in at a time. The first batch of customers come in, there's no bread or toilet roll. It's a fact. I was there, I seen it.
But what he said was, no one actually ran out of toilet roll in the gap. Everyone was just panicking. You go back to the gap and stack the toilet roll.
Ah, there was people. No, because look, boys, I was the manager.
There's people coming in with skid marks, was there?
No, manager at the desk, you're going up, they're sending in fucking toilet roll. Says, you're going to have to go to another ship.
We've stolen it all.
If my man needs someone,
I know.
I'm gonna park a roll of toilet roll off.
Don't blame you. I don't blame you.
And bread.
You're a good son. A terrible manager of a Tesco.
What the hell? But the amount of separate people lifting you over, there was people going without, and then there was people up to their neck.
Yeah, see the likes of that. It makes you think like a fucking.
Would you not look after your own man on the toilet roll?
Well, that's, look, this is what happens when society collapses.
Yeah.
You know, it's dog eat dog
through this country.
They're hoarding resources. The warlords will have all the jacks roll.
Yeah.
But this, I think people genuinely think that that's like an exaggeration and a bit of a laugh. Boys, you couldn't get toilet roll or bread. Not in my shop, anyways.
Hey, I wouldn't mind. Like, the two.
No.
If society did stop, like, they're the two most.
Because you were laughing and thinking I'm messing them. No. Oh, there was none, bro.
Watch you say I'm laughing at how you said it.
And here, do you know what else was gone? No, but bro, the 5 lilies of water. Remember them? Do you know them?
No.
I don't know what lily it is.
Oh, lilies. Leaders, yeah.
Yeah, the big bottle. And it has a strap on all the top. See them? They were extinct. They were extinct, bro. In COVID. Don't know why.
You were probably giving them all to your man.
But yeah, the two most replaceable things in the world are toilet roll and you can make bread at home. Do you know what I mean? Like, if society did collapse, people are panicking over that.
Was toilet roll the most replaceable?
You just wash your arse.
I'd rather just...
Or use a fucking cloth.
Yeah.
Realistically, like, do you know what I mean? If society, if we're on the brink, I mean.
Yeah, but you'd rather not, wouldn't you?
Obviously, yeah, but I mean, like, it's not the end of the world. Oh no, we've no toilet roll. We've no running water, right? We're fucked. We've no toilet roll, right? We know what the plan B is. Do you know what I mean? If you turn the tap on and nothing comes out, you start panicking. Well, anyways, right, that's us completely done for today. But before we head off, don't forget to enter the Cairns Top Dog competition before it closes.
Seriously, it only takes 2 minutes to do it today. Nominate the absolute legend in your life, your ma, your dad, the postman, or your mate who did that massive favour for you last Christmas.
A grand in cash and a full year supply of Cairns sausages to feed the whole gaff. You'd be mad not to.
Just slap up a video on Instagram or TikTok telling Cairns about your top dog, tag Cairns sausages and use hashtag Cairns Top Dogs, or jump onto cairnsausages.com and fill out the form.
The prize is something else altogether. So look at these ourselves and we'll see you next week.
Send us any questions or whatever you want to talking bollocks@goloudnow.com and we'll see you next week. Take us out.
Talking More Bollocks, a Go Loud original. Thanks to Kearns Sausages. Savage Sausages since 1905. There's something else.